SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, investigators probing a Melbourne fire that seriously injured three young children. Security tightened in Timor-Leste as the Pope prepares to visit. And in sport, Cameron Johnston injured in his debut NFL game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. Investigators are looking into the possibility that three young children injured in a house fire in Melbourne were at home alone. The youngsters, all believed to be aged under five, remain in hospital with life-threatening injuries following the blaze in Sydenham on Sunday night. Detective Superintendent Paul Dalton says no one else was injured in the blaze. He says a probe is underway to determine if anyone else was present in the home at the time or just prior to the fire.
No, I can't. I don't have any detail in relation to that, other than I'm aware of the incident that's occurred this morning, but I don't have the detail at this point. As I said, our arson explosive squad are out there at the moment and investigating the circumstances around it.
The chair of the Royal Commission into Veteran Suicides says a failure of leadership has led to the cultural problems within the Defence Force identified in his final report. That report was handed to the Governor-General this morning and has been tabled and publicly released by Defence Minister Richard Marles this afternoon. Chair Nick Huldas says he wants to see a bipartisan approach to solving the problems in the force. He also wants to see accountability in the force's leadership, who he says failed to act on a number of probes that identified issues previously.
We now know there's at least 57 inquiries that have preceded the Royal Commission. Somewhere around 770 recommendations came out of those inquiries, and yet the dial hasn't moved. The problems are persistent. And frankly, nobody's gone back to check whether the intent of those recommendations was actually acquitted or not.
Donald Trump has threatened to jail his political opponents after November's election. Trump has posted on his Truth Social site that the people he believes cheated in the ballot will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The message is being seen as an attempt to sow doubt about the integrity of November's poll, even though cheating is incredibly rare. It also represents his latest threat to use the office of the presidency to exact retribution if he wins a second term in the Oval Office. Security has been tightened in the capital of Timor-Leste ahead of the arrival of Pope Francis. Military personnel have been seen checking vehicles near President Nicolau Lobato International Airport, and barbed wire has been set up on roads. 97% of the island's population identify as Catholic, making it the country with the highest percentage of Catholics outside of Vatican City. The last papal visit to Delhi was in 1989, when Pope John Paul II arrived in the territory then occupied by Indonesia, gifting the country's fledgling independence movement an historic boost and rare prominence on the global stage. 42-year-old business owner Vicente Oliveira Soares says he was there during that initial visit.
When the first visiting of Pope Second John, we are occupied by Indonesian. But now we are happy because we are free. We are as a new nation. So we are very happy to receive to meet with Pope Francis.
The man responsible for one of Australia's deadliest bus crashes has begun his multi-day court hearing in Newcastle. Survivors and families of victims have detailed how their lives have changed after the unprecedented tragedy. Brett Barton was driving guests home from a wedding in the New South Wales Hunter Valley last June when he lost control of the bus. 10 people died in the accident. The federal government is locked in negotiations with both the opposition and Greens over the creation of a new Environment Protection Agency. The current bill before the Senate would establish a new body tasked with enforcing current laws and deciding environmental approvals. But it appears stuck in Parliament, with the government struggling to broker an agreement over exactly what the new body would be doing. Nationals leader David Littleproud has argued the body will only slow down approvals.
What we don't need is more bureaucracy, taking longer to approve important resource projects, in agricultural projects and even infrastructure in this country. Well, we need some common sense. I think we're at a juncture where our nation has enough environmental data that we shouldn't be holding developments up for years upon years, layers upon layers of more bureaucracy.
A new report says families in regional and rural Australia are struggling to access childcare. The report's been produced by advocacy group The Parenthood. Campaign director Maddie Butler says 86% of families in regional, rural and remote communities are finding it a challenge to find care, which has flow-on effects for their quality of life and the viability of regional businesses and communities. To sport, and former Australian AFL player Cameron Johnstone has been hurt in his debut game for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL. Johnstone joined Pittsburgh from Houston on a three-year, $9 million deal, but he appears to have suffered a serious knee injury after colliding with an Atlanta Falcons defender during an attempted punt late in the fourth quarter. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.